thank you, Father God, for the message that you have to convey to these, your precious people, your precious sheep. We give you all the praise and honor and glory for everything that will be done. Thank you for a fresh anointing tonight on our ears, our eyes, and on our lives and our church family. In Jesus' name, all to the glory of God. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Old school, no notes for you guys. Praise God. So you have to take notes.
Praise God.
So I'll give you a second to get your notes out. We were, as you know, we've been on the road a bit out at meetings and last week and this week, and I'm going to share tonight the two things that stood out that was confirmed to Pastor Cynthia and I in our participation in those meetings. And thank you for those that helped, again, to those that helped sow into or help support us getting there and receiving. How many know it's important? Amen.
Amen.
And because we're partners with those particular ministries, regular partners, we're not, you know, skipping partners, you know, here and there, hitting missing partners. We're regular covenant committed partners. That's a big difference. That means we're tied pretty close. And when you're a partner, you are a partaker of that grace that's on that ministry. No matter what status or state of affairs we are as a ministry, as a church, what the Lord speaks to our partner ministries, I call them higher ministries because they have a larger global responsibility and mission. That's our mission. And if the Lord has spoken to us, which he did before that, and he confirmed that through what they spoke, how many know, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen?
Amen.
And so the word we're going to share tonight is the word of restoration. Restoration. Specifically for us to act our faith in. And tonight I want to kind of give you a theme of God is our restorer. Now I'm going to read a prophecy a little bit in a minute from what was said at the Supernatural Leadership Conference in Louisiana last week. And then Pastor Hagin taught on restoration on Monday night. Cynthia and I looked at each other like, this is confirmation. We rode home talking about restoration because it's what the Lord had already spoken to us through us in that regard. So first scripture we're going to go to is Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. I'm going to read some out of New King James, a little bit out of New Living, and of course, the Passion Translation, which is adds so much color and flavor to the scripture. perspective. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times, now notice the expression, times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until, listen to this, times of restoration. Of how many things? How many things? You see it right there. All things which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world begun. Now, definition time. Definition, restore is a simple transitive verb, which means to give back, to return, to put or bring back into existence or use. To bring back or put back into the former or original state. To renew, to put again in possession of something. The word restoration is an act of restoring or a condition of being restored, such as bringing back to a former position or condition, reinstatement, the restoration of peace. It also means restitution. That means payback, compensation, payback, repaying, a restoring to an unimpaired, listen to this, a restoring to an unimpaired or improved condition. If you ever restore cars, I mean, hear about people restoring cars, when it's fully restored, that means it's back to its original condition. No defects, no defaults. But God does more than that. He brings you back to where it was or improved. Everybody say that with me. God is a restorer.
God is a restorer.
And so notice in the scripture we just read that there'll be times of refreshing and times of restoration. Pastor Cynthia brought it out beautifully. What is our responsibility when we hear a word in due season? We have to act upon it. We have to believe it. That means we receive it and take it personally to your life. And then you act upon it. That means it needs to be acted upon. Times is basically means plural, so that it will be many times of refreshing or many times of restoration or many things that will be restored back to you.
Amen.
Now, God was very clear in Louisiana and in New Braunfels earlier this week and Sunday that this is what he wants to do for everybody.
Praise God.
So we need to be refurbished in the things of God, need to be refreshed be a restoration of spiritual things. Why? Because God is a master restorer. Pastor Hagin brought that out. And so because he's a master restorer, he's looking for the messes he can fix, situations that he can repair in our lives, hearts that can mend, lives he can put back together, things he can change just for you.
Praise God.
See, when the master restorer goes to work, you'll see hopeless situations turn around. Afterwards, you won't even know, because when God restores, you won't even know it was broken. Now, you can just start thinking of things that you might evaluate as broken or destroyed. Everybody say it with me. God is a restorer.
God is a restorer.
He's a master restorer.
He's a master restorer.
So tonight, there's going to be a release of the restoration anointing. So you get ready to receive it tonight. See, restoration is available for every Christian believer. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yes.
It's not a one-time act when Christ comes and splits the sky and he restores the kingdom back to his kingdom back to earth and all that kind of stuff. No, right now, March 20th, 2019, God is your master restorer.
Hallelujah.
God is your master restorer. God is your turnaround specialist. I'm trying to give you the information before I start preaching the crazy. But anyway, amen. And there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I mean, if you think it's impossible, if you look at that rubble and that ruins, God can turn it around. He can fix it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so there's nothing too hard. So Jesus represented our Heavenly Father's willingness to restore the broken, the hurting. The secret is to allow the Lord to continually restore you. So this day forward, you have to commit and submit to the restoration process of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you five areas, minimally, that he's going to restore to you. When I'm going to read another scripture, let's go to Joel chapter 2. Verse 23-27. Joel chapter 2, verse 23-27. Now you take these scriptures and meditate in them. Chew on them. Feed on them. Receive them on a daily basis. And declare. Now remember, We said it's important that we declare restoration in my house, restoration in my body, restoration in my family, restoration in my finances. You got to declare it. Just like the song, the last song we said, your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. That's taken in a context from Psalms 23, which says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen? Because there's songs of proclamation, and there's songs of adoration, which are very beautiful. Now, you need all three, but there's songs of declaration. And so sometimes you need to be singing declarative songs. He's restoring me. He's redeeming me. He's redeeming my life from destruction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's see this verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Now, that's the Old Testament type of the church. So we can take that as us. So we have to be glad. Amen. That means that's not a passive suggestion.
That's right. Amen.
That's an act of your faith. I got to cheer up. Be glad. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain, the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. Everybody say hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. So I will restore. Everybody say that word, restore. Restore to you the years, not the minutes, not the hours, not just what happened bad last week or last month. The years, everybody say years. God can go back a decade.
Amen.
Or more and bring stuff back into order in your life. Hallelujah. Years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, the great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in what? Plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wonders with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
So Peter was quoting a portion of that from the prophet Joel when he was talking about times of refreshing, a time of restoration of all things.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't talking about when Jesus comes back. He was talking about now. Everybody say, God is a restorer. God is a master restorer. God is a turnaround specialist. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, here's the prophecy from the leadership conference. Pastor Trina spoke out a message in, of course, tongues, and then Pastor Mark interpreted it. And it says, in 2009, there will come a measure of blessing like you've never seen. Think about this. God is taking you from a small place of struggle and shame to a large place of abundance. There are greater doors, anointing, and blessing. The gospel will go around the world. Jesus is your shepherd, and he is leading you to a new place, which he has prepared, a new place for you to be refreshed. Receive the word, go in the spirit and in prayer, and everything will be enlarged for you. So declare 2019 as a year of restoration. God is bringing me from, this is also part of what you do, God is bringing me from a small place of shame and confusion into a wealthy place of abundance and refreshing. 2019 is a year of receiving double for my trouble.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, there's five things. Write these five things down. I'm going to reference a couple of them tonight, and then as the Lord tells me, we're going to release the anointing of restoration for you to be restored. Number one, you write the scripture down first. We'll cover the scriptures in a minute. Number one, God will restore your souls. Psalms 23:3 is the reference scripture. Sometimes we've been hurt, we've been harmed, we've been harassed, and it's affected our emotions, our mind, our memories. Come on now. Even our will to do something strongly and courageously for the Lord. God doesn't want you to have bad memories and be hindered by stuff between your ears. Everybody say, thank you, Lord, for restoring my soul. You had bad, significant experiences, either financially or physically or relationally, that has scarred you. That's getting ready to be healed and restored. Glory to God. Amen. Number two, God wants to restore the joy of your salvation. Psalms 51:12. Now, Pastor Cynthia was saying in pre-service prayer, and it was interesting because I woke up this morning and I was thinking about all these scriptures that the Lord was just pouring through me about this to share. And he says, I want to restore when you first fell in love with Jesus. When you first encountered salvation in Christ, that joy and more will come back to you. The reason people sometimes shy away or in shame or fear is because that joy is not there. Thank you, Lord, for restoring the joy of your salvation. Again, Psalms 51:12. This is one we're not going to cover in depth. We usually cover it in a prayer context, but he's going to restore your strength and your spiritual strength and stamina. Your spiritual strength and stamina. Reference scripture is 2 Corinthians 13:9. Now you want to look at that one in several different translations because it in context it relates to that. 2 Corinthians 13:9. Our strength and stamina, spiritual strength and stamina. He doesn't want you to faint when adversity comes. He doesn't want you to fall out. You know, I would ask the Lord, I said, why do people fall out? Why do people almost flatline? Because they have trouble. When you said in John 16:33, in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. If you read out of Amplified, it talks about He's deprived it of its power to harm you. Amen. Number four. It's going to restore you back to good things. Restore you back to good things. I mean, your motives and your methods will be driven by the honor and the love of God. Galatians 6:1-2 talks about those who have been overtaken in a fault. In the King James it says, Amplified says, slip, misconduct, or misdeed. And so what that means is if you've slipped away from doing the right things the right way based on the righteousness of God, amen. You need to be restored. He said, restore such a one. And so there's a restoration back to doing good deeds. Brother Steve just referenced it in the offering. You know, when we have a love walk to live and an honor walk to live toward each other and toward those over, and that's why we commit to go to these meetings, because we want to honor our leaders with our presence. And with our offerings. Amen. And with our partnership. Amen. And prayers. Praise God. That's good things. So he's going to restore us back to good things. Because when you get in a tailspin, sometimes when you fall off track or walk off the reservation a little bit, wander away from the things of God, you usually start doing bad things, which is just simply withholding love and withholding honor. These are active things that we should all be doing, and there's no penalty for doing too much. There's a reward for doing it much. Amen. Hallelujah. And because that's how the world will know that we're his disciples, because we love one another. And that's not a passive sit down and just in word. He said, love not in word only, but in deed and in truth, in sincerity. All right? Number five, our finances. Our finances. One reference scripture. I'm going to cover some other reference scripture, but one scripture is Amos chapter 9, verse 14. Amos chapter 9, verse 14. Praise the Lord. Psalm 66:12 says this in the Passion Translation. Just write this reference down. Psalm 66:12. You have allowed our enemies to prevail against us. We pass through the fire and the flood, yet in the end, you always bring us out better. That means he's going to restore us. He's going to bring us out better this year. Somebody say glory to God. Than we were before. Saturated with your goodness. Your goodness is following after me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, verse 7, New Living Translation. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land. Everlasting joy will be yours. Everybody say, that's me. That's mine. Hallelujah. Let's talk a little bit more about the joy of salvation. Psalms 51:12, restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Listen to this in the Passion Translation. Let my passion for life be restored, tasting joy in every breakthrough you bring me. Hold me close with a willing spirit that obeys whatever you say. Isn't that wonderful? There's restoration of physical health and healing. It's Jeremiah 30:17. First part of that verse. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. I will restore health to you. God can create body parts. If your body part's been damaged, if it's been diseased, he can replace it. And he can restore your health. He can give you new ligaments. He can give you new bones, new blood, new organs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say restore. See, sickness is the absence of health. Healing is the restoration of health. It's the restoration of health, wholeness, healing, soundness of body. Let's see what Jesus did in the Gospels a little bit. In Matthew 12:13, physical limbs, he was talking about the man with the withered hand. He told him, and I'm reading out of Passion Translation, Matthew 12:13. He said, then he turned to the man and said, hold out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored. Everybody say restored. Restored. Exactly like the other one. Amen. Look at eyesight in Mark chapter 8, verse 25. We see Jesus put his hands over the man's eyes a second time and made him look up. The man opened his eyes wide. I'm reading out of Passion Translation. He could see everything perfectly. His eyesight was completely restored. Amen. And somebody say, my eyesight will be completely restored. In Acts chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, we see Ananias coming in to lay hands on Paul before changed his name to Paul. And at the end, he saw Ananias coming in, laying hands on him to restore his sight. Amen. You get blurry vision, dizzy vision, spotted vision. You can get your sight restored by the power of God. Amen. We talked about restoring your soul in Psalms 23:3. He said, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now in the passage, this is where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along his footsteps of righteousness so I can bring honor to his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 80, verse 33 says, restore us, O God, Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. Psalms 80 verse 7 says, restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. Psalms 80:19 says, restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine so we shall be saved. Psalms 85 verse 4. Restore us. You get the picture? Everybody say restore. O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. He's in the restoration business. God's a master restorer. He's a turnaround specialist. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration of your wealth or money. Listen to Job 20 verse 10. Job 20 verse 10. His children will seek the favor of the poor. His hands will restore his wealth. Everybody say, the Lord is restoring my wealth. Some of us got lost money, stolen money, busted money. Come on now. Come on. Everybody say, restore. Say it. Restore. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things. Psalms 26, 126, verse 3 through 5. Psalms 126, verse 3 through 5. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. I'm reading out a New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Restore our fortunes, Lord. Restore our fortunes, Lord. As streams renew the desert. So you know how like a desert dry ground, the water hits it, it starts turning that ground differently. Amen. When that wealth is restored to you, it will turn your life differently. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those that plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. Listen to this one in Zechariah 9, 11, and 12. Can you get that one up if you can put it up? Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. It says in the New King James, and as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, because what? The blood of Jesus. God is sworn in blood to be your restorer, to be your master restorer, to be your turnaround specialist. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen what he says here. Zechariah 9 verse 11 and 12. He says, as for you, because of the blood of your covenant, I have set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. I mean, that's a bad place. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Man, you ought to stick that scripture in your wallet, your purse, somewhere around you and say, God's going to restore double back to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Exodus 22:4 says, if the thief is certainly found alive in his hand, whether it's an ox or a donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. He shall restore double. He shall restore double. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Proverbs 6:31 says, when he is found the thief, he must restore sevenfold. So God will restore double up to sevenfold. So we got two scripture examples of him restoring double. And then we got the word saying he restores sevenfold. Now that's according to your faith. But you can at least get double. Hallelujah. Double for your trouble. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to restoration of glory. We're almost done here. In Psalms 126, verse 2 through 6, we see we laughed and overflowed with gladness. Psalms 126. Verse 2 through 6, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. We laughed and laughed and overflowed with gladness. We left shouting for joy and singing your praise. All the nations saw it and joined in, saying, the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles that we are overjoyed. Now, Lord, do it again. Do it again. You might have got restored once, but he'll do it again. Restore us to our former glory. You know, oftentimes we talk about all of sin and falling short of the glory of God. We talk about the original sin. but there was original glory. See, you and I have Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
We go from glory to glory. Amen. We go on from one degree of glory to another degree. The devil will try to take us down degrees, but God's going to restore your degrees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration of glory. May the streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. You're talking about saturated with the Holy Spirit, saturated with the glory and the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People will walk around and say, what's going on in your face? Because your face will be shining. Because I've been with Jesus. I've been with the Lord, my master restorer. Praise God. My turnaround specialist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Couple more. We see in Isaiah 57, 16 through 19. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. Isaiah 57, 16 through 19. For the spirit would fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For iniquity of this of his covenants, I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry. And he went. And he went on backsliding in the way of his heart. I've seen his ways. I will heal him. This is the restorer talking. I will lead him. Listen to this. And restore what? Comforts to him and to his mourners. I created the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is afar off and to him who is near. Said the Lord, I will heal him. Pray. Everybody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He restored comforts to you. Now, This last one talks about excellence. In Nahum, the book of Nahum, chapter 2, verse 2. The book of Nahum, chapter 2, verse 2. Now, I'm giving you this because I want your faith to be built up in God, your restorer. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and ruined their vine. In other words, we got a spirit of excellence like Daniel had, where we do things and operate in excellence, an excellent spirit and excellence of ministry. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen to Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9. I know I'm pronouncing all these unfamiliar books sometimes. But Zephaniah 3, verse 9 says, for I will restore to the peoples a pure language. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells us that we are to speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among us. Psalms 133, three verses in that whole chapter, talks about, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, that includes sisters, to dwell together in what? In unity. He didn't say uniformity. He said unity. Unity. That's a spiritual thing, not just a natural. The natural outflowing is working together. Walking in harmony. Walking in fellowship and communion or partnership with one another. The spiritual element is what you allow to move and motivate your word, deeds, and thoughts. Because 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells us, speak the same thing. That means our words will say the same thing. That there be no divisions among us, right? And that there that word divisions is schisms. And then that we be perfectly joined in mind and in judgment. That means we think the same and we see the same thing and we make decisions based on the same principles of the Word of God. We operate and partner in fellowship on the bedrock of truth, which is the Word of God. In Psalms 133, it says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, for it is like the anointing that runs down Aaron's beard, even to the border of his skirts. It's like the dew of Hermon. What does those represent? The anointing represents power. The anointing is what makes things work. It makes ministry go. Unity must be an imperative. Amen? Do represents pleasure. So when you have an anointing and you have power and you have do, pleasure, we can enjoy this. And God said there, the Lord commanded the blessing for where? There, where there's unity. Even life forevermore. Amen. So the blessing should be manifesting every time we gather together. Amen. Just come into church, you get increased. Amen. You get expanded. You get enlarged. Amen. That's our God who is our master restorer. Amen. But this verse says in Zephaniah 3:9 says, for then I will restore the peoples a pure language. I mean, I know our words matter. It's not just the words you say in church, but the words you say outside of this church. What you talk about in your bedchamber, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your living room, in your car, the words you listen to. He said, I will restore the people a pure language. You know what happened when the language was confounded in the book of Genesis? What happened? Confusion came up. And division was the outplay. Everybody went their separate ways. Nobody cared about the project anymore. Now you can relate to it. Nobody cares about the projects that God has put in this, in our camp, our responsibility. But he's going to restore pure languages. So that they all, look at this, that they all may call on the name of the Lord. And to serve him with what? With one accord. Somebody say glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now write this scripture down. I'm not going to read it for time. And then I'm going to read the last one. Nehemiah 5:11. Nehemiah 5:11. And then that's talking about restore now to them. That's what we're going to believe and receive and take. Restoration starts now. Starts now, not later this year.
Amen.
It starts right now.
That's right.
We declare it starts right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 42:22 says, but this people, this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them were snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says. So first we begin by speaking it. Restore. I remember what Dr. Jerry Savelle said. He was sharing this with his pilot, one of his pilots that came on board with him, and he was over $300,000 in debt. And he began telling, and his daughter, who was a cheerleader, got a hold of it, and she began to lead the house in cheers. They were cheer. You know, restore, restore, restore. And it seems silly, but see, faith is not designed to make sense. The Word of God is not designed to make sense. The Word of God is designed to make faith. So when he says nobody's saying restore, that means we got to believe it, and then we've got to speak it.
Amen.
You got to speak it to your body. You got to speak it to your money. You got to speak it to your house.
Amen.
You got to speak it over your family and say, restore. Hey, come on, somebody say, restore.
Restore.
So our Father God is a restorer. Our Heavenly Father is a turnaround specialist.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we boldly decree, come on, y'all, stand with me. And declare restoration of all things that have been stolen, broken, injured, and harmed in your life.
I decree and I declare
restoration of all things
that have been stolen,
broken, injured, or harmed in my life,
in the name of Jesus,
to the glory of God. Say this with me. Say,
the restoration
power of God
is working mightily
right now
in my life,
in my marriage,
in my family, in my finances, in my house, in right relationships, in my church family. In Jesus' name, I boldly say, before heaven and earth, restore, restore, restore now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for restoring all things in my life, in my marriage, in my health, in my money, in my wealth, in my children, in my family, in my home, in my credit, in my right supernatural relationships, my community, my company, my spiritual family, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for restoring the people, the money, the helpers, the workers at Triumphant Word Christian Center. In the name of Jesus, we receive double for our trouble. The time of restoration in my life and in this church, we declare it to start now. We receive it now. We act on it now. Thank you, Father, that you are our master restorer. You are our turnaround specialist. This is our year of restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now let's just rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah.